USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced new legislation that would boost stimulus checks for Americans after blocking a vote earlier in the day on a similar measure. McConnell's bill would raise the amount of the COVID stimulus check to $2,000 and also contains a provision to repeal certain legal protections for big tech companies. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senator Ed Markey urged an up or down vote on the stimulus checks. The Massachusetts Democrat says the Senate should hold the president to his word and send the stimulus checks to his desk.
By delaying, President Trump may have stiffed unemployed Americans out of $300 this week in unemployment benefits, benefits that they will not get back. So let's now hold Donald Trump to his word. Let's bring this to a vote. And let's pass $2,000 relief checks for every person in our country and put that bill on Donald Trump's desk.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The first known case in the United States of a new variant of coronavirus has been detected in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis announced Tuesday that a man in his 20s is currently recovering in isolation with the variant discovered in the UK back in October. The patient has no recent history of travel. The strain has been shown to be more contagious than the initial virus. And the Boeing 737 MAX is back in the skies and flying passengers after being grounded for 2 years. The planes were pulled from flights worldwide after two deadly crashes that killed more than 300 people. The FAA reauthorized the planes to fly after software issues that were cited as the cause of both crashes were fixed. United was the first airline to put the planes back into service, starting the once-daily flight from New York to Miami on Tuesday, with plans to add the planes to more routes in 2021. The airline will also begin notifying passengers that they'll be flying on a 737 MAX, allowing them to change flights if they're uncomfortable with traveling on the aircraft. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Distribution of coronavirus vaccines have met some criticism, as some say distribution has been slow and is keeping the country from achieving the stated goal of 20 million people vaccinated by the end of the year. Admiral Brekerar says there will be close to 20 million vaccine doses delivered by the end of next week. A member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, he tells MSNBC that the number of reported shots given will increase as the states ramp up their vaccination plans.
So by the end of this week, we will have distributed about 15.6 million doses to the states. That means through the FedEx and UPS trucks to the states. We announced this morning a distribution of another 4.2 plus million that will occur next week, so that by the end of next week, we'll be at about 19.9 million distributed. You are correct. The numbers reported 2.1 million vaccines in people's arms. We know that's underreported because there's a 3 to 7 day delay, but we expect that to ramp up. Remember, last week was a holiday week. Even in hospitals, that's slower than normal. And it's only been 15 days since the first shot got in people's arms. So we do expect that to ramp up. The state plans will ramp up over the next week or two. We expect that to accelerate.
And President Trump is the most admired man in America, according to a recent poll. The yearly Gallup poll shows Trump edging out former President Obama to take the top spot this year. The sitting president has been named most admired in 60 of the poll's 74 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.